Governor Charlie Baker says most child care centers in the state will close as of Monday, March 23rd. The latest disruption comes as hospitals report a substantial increase in patients with either confirmed or suspected COVID-19 cases. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus. Joining us with more on this fast-changing pandemic is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Martha, most family daycare programs and early ed centers have to close, but the governor said he is making a few exceptions. What are they?
Yes, Lisa, the governor says he knows that this will be difficult for everyone, but he wants to make sure that doctors, nurses, aides, police, firefighters, all those folks on the front line can continue to work.
As a result, we have issued emergency procedures to set forth a process for opening exempt emergency child care programs. This will provide priority access for families of emergency personnel, medical staff, and others critical to fighting the COVID-19 outbreak.
Lisa, we also heard today that the governor's office is looking into using some of the vacant college and university dorms to house healthcare workers, maybe other emergency responders if needed, and maybe patients if hospitals get full.
The governor has not changed his stance on ordering residents to shelter in place. He has no plans to do that at this point. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says it's something that he has looked at doing in Boston, but he has no plans for a shelter in place order right now either. If the city does eventually take that step, what would it mean?
It would move the city from the recommendation to stay home to an order. People would be expected not to leave home unless it was an emergency. Mayor Walsh says he's watching New York, where we're hearing in the show today that Mayor de Blasio says a decision about whether to shut down the city that never sleeps is coming. He says it could be within the next 48 hours.
But my concern in that particular case would be, as people are out and about getting food and stuff for their house, what type of potential spread's happening there?
The mayor says that the city is setting up two tents also, Lisa, near homeless shelters and clinics in Boston right now to serve as sites for testing and then perhaps, if needed, for isolation or quarantine. Street outreach workers are helping identify public bathrooms where people can wash their hands regularly. But this population of people, you know, many of whom have weakened immune systems, they are really at greater risk of severe cases of COVID-19 if they are infected with the virus.
And we are starting to see a noticeable uptick in patients who need hospital care. Tell us what that looks like and what it means.
The state says there are 27 patients hospitalized right now. Hospitals are reporting many more suspected cases. Mass General this afternoon, for example, says it has 7 confirmed cases and 73 suspected. At Boston Medical Center, it's 50 suspected cases, and at Tufts Medical Center, 14. More hospitals are going to no visitation at this time, except in just a few exceptions. And the state says that right now there are 1,200 residents at home under quarantine.
Do you know how many total cases the state is reporting today?
Well, the reported number is 256. That's up from 218. But, Lisa, we aren't even testing all the people who doctors say need to be tested. Manny Lopes, I spoke to this afternoon, he runs the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center. He says his staff went through 200 tests and have patients waiting. But staff were told that they can only get 15 more kits right now.
The demand is very high, and everyone is also looking for test kits. And I know the state and the federal government are trying to ramp up. However, people are coming in with symptoms, and those individuals are looking to get tested. And our staff, quite frankly, want to do what's best for these patients and get them tested.
Manny Lopes says some of his providers are seeing patients without masks and other personal protective equipment because they're out. So it's out of test kits, out of protective equipment. We're hearing this from healthcare centers across the state.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thank you for staying on the story, Martha.
Thank you, Lisa.